we are in part two. I am carrying this.
You just need the top part of the double boiler.
Correct. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not safe.
No. Okay, Jesse.
Yes.
Come on up to the table, bud. You're drafted.
Hey, that's
dear sir.
It's better to be drafted than undrafted.
Okay, I gotta wash my hands.
Now. Okay, all right. Come on over here.
Make sure you don't make them too big or too dinky.
I won't.
Sean, your chair is going to be pulled out. Normal position.
All right,
honey. Okay. I'm taking my normal post. And you remember to, you got a teaspoon on your right there. What in the world?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Time to deal with that right now.
No.
Really don't. There. Anyway.
Anyway.
Do you see where the pan is?
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. Right in front of you. Uh-huh.
Time to get.
This gets done so the table can set and all.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, hello.
It feels kind of warm.
Yeah.
In the living room.
Yeah.
I would put the. A fan on so we can get this to set and get it cooling down.
That works.
Okay, good.
You got your pan right here in the middle, honey.
All right. Here we go. Let's get globulized again.
Yeah, let's do it.
I just fill my spoon with the mixture, get a good spoonful, and try not to have any hanging off.
Okay.
And then I just start in a row pattern. And place them two finger widths apart.
That's basically how I do it as well.
Do you want to see Jesse's or? You're making like little cookie drops.
I'm kind of in behind. If anyone would be doing it, it'd be best if you did.
Okay.
Because you're
my hands
a lot.
Are already messy.
Well, mine too. Yep.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Mine too.
Right. There it is. There.
Yep, it'll be good to.
Right.
Uh-oh. Do I have that on the table or no? Oh, good.
No.
Oh.
And if you can, definitely try to make sure they're on the paper.
Okay.
I'm.
Yep.
I was speaking that more for Jesse's benefit. Well, and kind of all of ours, really.
Okay. There you go.
I kind of had a little scare because that. Wax was so thin.
Oh, yeah.
They're like little puddles being dropped on the wax paper.
Yep.
This is really good, you know. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Am I running into your row?
I don't know.
I think I'm going to go back off.
Well, I almost started running into yours, so that's why I backed off.
Hey, the two worlds collide,
right? Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. You gotta collide together sometime.
It's a good collision if it's a positive collision.
Then a negative collision. Yeah.
Hmm. We don't want negative collisions.
No, thank you.
Only the Lord can create positive collisions.
I like that.
True that.
Living positively, positive thinking. As Dr. Michael Youssef would say, living positively instead of thinking positively.
I like that.
That's
living
neat.
Positively, that's good.
That's neat. I like that.
Because it's easy to try to force yourself to think positively.
Yeah.
But you have to live
to
positively.
To live positively is a whole...
And be an example.
Different
like
ball
that.
Of wax.
Exactly.
Man, I was reading in Numbers... What the heck was that? 13?
Yeah.
I wonder if I need to
Number 13 is where the children of Israel were spying out the land, and there were these two guys, Joshua and Caleb. They were the ones that said, let's get a move on in chapters 13 and 14.
Yeah, it's actually, and it's where they were talking about wanting flesh. They were taken with, basically with lust and discontent.
Yeah.
And then it's paralleled in Psalm 81.
Yeah.
I thought that.
Chapter 11.
So.
Yeah, because when the people come.
It is 11. Thank you. Yeah, that's
numbers,
right.
Numbers chapter 11, and then you have it in Psalm 100 and five, because when it says that God gave them meat, and but he sent leanness to their souls.
I like projects like this because, to me, I think it brings together a sense of community. Mm-hmm. And we get to have good discussions like this or, you know, sing together or something. And it's especially fun to do at Christmas time because we could have the carols on or whatever. But, you know, these are good to do any old time. I think they're cheaper to do, actually, than the...
Peanut clusters?
Yeah.
So I might... Well, and especially the way they're pricing things now.
Everything is so spendy now.
It's nuts. It's insane.
It's crazy. It's like, you don't get, it seems like you don't get a lot of, to me, what I like to do every time I like to go shopping, I like to know what the cheapest price is, because besides, I like to get more for my money.
Well, and the problem is, Safeway has their discounts, and if you can sort through their app and make it work, it's worth your while.
There was a $10 coupon. I wish I would have been able to give that to you.
Oh.
But there was a $10 off coupon in them. And if you bought $50 or more.
Oh, shoot. That would have been cool.
I know.
Yeah. Because
tonight, all four of those bags came out $53.
Oh, dear.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Did you have any... Did they try to give you any savings?
Well, yeah, I did enter my club card, but I didn't get to really. I really pray they do an update on their app, because right now it's kind of clumsy the way it's set up. When you go, you have to go in and out of each item that they show, and when you come back out of it, it brings you back up to the top of your list.
Uh-oh.
And
that's awkward.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Very awkward, jeez.
I wonder if we have to make another batch, because I don't think there's going to be very many of these.
I don't know, Sean.
I really don't want to have to be making too many batches.
I've got four rows over here.
There you go. Separate that together. Like, oh, hello. Yep. Okay.
Good job, Jesse.
And like, you trying to feel them where they are.
Good job.
Making sure that
what you're doing.
Feel the size of my cookies, you'll know. Mm-hmm. Oops, I have a small one over here that I'm trying to enlarge.
Uh-oh. One spot going right over here. Now, you are going to move when I tell you to move. All right, Peanut?
Once you place them, hon, they're placed.
They're there.
Oh, okay.
You cannot move them.
You cannot move them. Oh, okay.
You cannot move them.
No, they're a little bit non-compliant that way.
Yeah. That's good to remember.
I'm staying right here. I'm not moving. You try to move me, I'm going to make a mess on you.
Yeah.
About how they are.
Oh, it's like when raising kids, it's like, we're like trying to raise a puppy.
Oh, puppy's going to be definitely challenging.
Yeah.
Okay, Todd.
Yes. I've got about...
Clean them up.
Okay.
Because...
Got to get them. Got to get it good.
I'm going to move this over here so I can actually get to them, because otherwise it is out of reach.
Good idea. And you don't want to have to be reaching out like this.
Well, that is kind of a pain in the buttooski. Yes. Yeah, I don't like it.
That's understandable.
Actually, Sean, there ain't much here.
Enough for one cookie, probably.
Yep. Oh, come on, Giants.
I was going to watch.